Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 553. The Former Fat Boy Syndrome. Part 2 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 552. And it's midweek, so I like to share an inspirational quote with you to help you hopefully get over that midweek hump. And I just so happened to be listening to an audiobook, and I heard this quote, and I thought it was just perfect given today's topic. So here we go. Quote, "Your past doesn't define you, it prepares you." Darren Hardy. So I happened to be listening to Darren Hardy's book, Living Your Best Year Ever. And as I'm driving, I'm hearing all these wonderful little nuggets. I'm like, ooh, I could use that. Oh, I love that quote. And so I ended up kind of Googling some of his best quotes, and this one came up. And so today you're going to hear about JC's past and how he overcame some of those obstacles. So let's get right to part two and continue optimizing your life. The Former Fat Boy Syndrome, Part 2, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. The cycle begins. So now that he's been on a diet for the last 2 weeks, the water has dropped and the end result is only about a net gain of 1 to 2 pounds. He actually kind of likes what he sees in the mirror again and decides to immediately go back to his previous muscle building plan. However, this time, he decides to cut his surplus calories in half and utilize a slower approach. Subconsciously, he doesn't want to repeat his last mistake of gaining too quickly, so he starts to increase his activity outside of training. He now walks to the store instead of driving. He parks further away from campus to get some extra walking in. Guess what happens? His supposed caloric surplus has now become his maintenance intake. 8 more weeks go by, and progress is slowing down. He is worn out, depressed, and experiencing the general crappy feelings that come along as a result of not eating enough coupled with too much activity. In the name of progress, he decides to increase his calories again, but reverts back to a fat loss diet after another water retention mishap. He woke up bloated from eating too much birthday cake and decided he hates life. Time to diet. As you might imagine, this cycle goes on and on and on. It seems that it will never end. I have concluded this is likely the number one reason most folks quit and give up. They just decide their goals are impossible to reach. Therefore, it's easier to just pick another hobby. Is there a solution? Sure, there is. There's always a solution. However, that solution may not always be the one you want. The solution is time plus consistent effort towards one goal equals success. There's really not much more to it. The only reason my previous FFB example did not succeed is because he wasn't objective enough to set a goal and work towards it with 100% focus and effort. He kept swaying back and forth because his emotions about how he viewed himself were stronger than what he wanted for the long term. The truth is, when you want to build your ideal physique, you must have clear goals and be willing to do what it takes to achieve them. You must realize you can't stay super lean all the time and build serious mass at the same time. Either you accept some fat gain and get to work, or you keep going back and forth between bulking and dieting cycles, only to spin your wheels for years. Something you must realize is when you constantly switch between hypercaloric and hypocaloric states, your body is never really primed to gain much mass. The hormonal environment is never stable enough to make any appreciable gains, This is why so many guys remain skinny fat, because they never make a decision to train and gain weight consistently. Think for at least 12 weeks at a time. Instead, they spin their wheels into oblivion. Now, before any assumptions are made, I'm not suggesting you make a whale out of yourself in the name of building the most mass. It's not fun to carry all that extra weight, and dieting it all off takes a long time. Don't let your body fat get out of hand, but don't let a little water retention and temporary loss of your abs deter you from working toward your ultimate goals. A few tips for all the FFBs. If you follow these criteria, remain objective, and work aggressively toward your goals, you are sure to succeed. Tip number one, decide you're going to gain weight and strength consistently. No excuses. Tip number two, give yourself a time frame, think 12 or more weeks, to make specific gains in strength and performance. Tip number three, forget about maintaining a full row of abs. Fat can always be lost and you'll always look much better with more muscle anyway. Tip number four, other folks aren't as interested as we are about being lean. They don't really care that much as long as you don't become a slob. Charm is more important in this regard. Tip number five, hire a coach if you cannot be objective and hold yourself accountable to your goals. And number six, don't make any excuses. There you go. Now you know my no BS approach when it comes to all the mental hangups us FFBs deal with. You just listened to part two of the post titled "The Former Fat Boy Syndrome" by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One of the other not-so-great effects of hyper and hypocaloric cycling, meaning you'll go a few weeks where you eat a ton of food to try and bulk up, and then you realize, oh, I've eaten too much, now I've got to cut that back, and then you go on like a starvation diet. One of the side effects to that is actually you end up losing muscle mass, and that's totally counterproductive, right? You're trying to gain muscle. You're not trying to lose it. But there's the potential for when you go into that hypocaloric state especially, the body may break down muscle for fuel. And so JC has the right idea in that stay consistent. You don't need to eat the exact same number of calories every day, so don't get me wrong. But if you're fairly consistent and gently increase and decrease your calories, that's fine. I know for me, I don't eat the exact same number of calories every day. That just doesn't happen. You'd have to be a food scientist and weigh everything out to the gram in order for that to happen. But slight changes up or down, either way, your body can deal with that. It's those crazy, I'm going to overconsume or really, really underconsume. That's when we start to see some of that breakdown happening. All right, really quickly before I go, if you're looking for accountability with your diet and fitness habits, as JC mentioned, a Facebook group can help with that. And we have one for the podcast where you're welcome to post and meet like-minded people. You can find that at oldpodcast.com/Facebook. Or just search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts on Facebook and request access to join. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.